is the story of the Malagon Pole, as told by Nan Montgomery. I had a dream. In my dream, Senna Bonepil came to me and showed me how to carve the pole. She is the wise one who taught us how we should live in this place. When the people fled from the great pig Luana, who ate children, old Senna Bonepil was left behind because she was thought too old to travel, and one of her legs was as swollen and as big as an elephant's foot. The people thought she would sink the boat. So even though her belly was great with babies, Senna Bonepil was left alone on the island and soon gave birth to twin sons, and she named them Daor and Dema Maria Maria. When they got big enough, they killed the evil pig Luana. Senna Bonepil attached some of the pig's hair to a coconut and sent it to the people so they would know the pig was dead and that it was safe to return to the island. When the people returned in their canoes, they knew they must listen to Senna Bonepil. She gave them two moieties, or marriage classes, the eagle and the hawk, which follow the mother's line. That means the class you are born into is the class of your mother. If your mother was of the hawk people, then you too are a hawk. I am an artist. Both the hawk people and the eagle people come to the artist to ask us to make the great poles for the festivals to honor our dead. It is a holy thing we must do. In this way, we remember our ancestors, and they can live peacefully in the land of the dead. A member of the Eagle people has come to me to make the pole for his clan. They honor a grandfather and two children taken by the sea. He asks that the pole be carved carefully and so beautiful that his lost children will know how much they are loved and missed. I will carve his father at the top of the pole and old Senna Bonepil at the bottom, standing on the great pig which her sons killed. This way the people will know that the wise one is remembered and that the grandfather may now speak with her directly. The eye of fire will be guarded by two wonderful birds, like those that sweep through our green forest with their bright colors. Perhaps the people will wonder if the beautiful birds are like the two lost children of the Eagle Clan. Another bird will gaze up at the grandfather, and I will have her rest on the top of the eye of fire. I will join all these spirits together with long, deep pathways, from the boar's tusks to the bird's tail feathers, all the way to the feet of the grandfather. Perhaps in this way their spirits may run together. My hands are full of thick scars. Sometimes my knife slips. I will carve the wood until my hand flows across its surface like water flows over my hand. Then I must dig the roots and gather leaves to make the yellow and red dyes for the bird's feathers. I will use ashes from the fire to make a black line as dark as night. Lime powder to make the white for the boar's terrible teeth. This pole must be perfect. It is important to honor the ancestors properly. It is late. My hands are sore and swollen from carving. The dyes are buried deep into my skin. But the pole is finished. Perhaps tonight I will dream that Senna Bonepil smiles at me.